Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Witness by Whitaker Chambers is a landmark Cold War memoir and political testimony that helped shape American anti-communism in the mid-20th century. Chambers, a former communist courier and editor who later became a leading figure at Time magazine, recounts his journey from youthful ideological commitment to a painful break with the Communist Party. The book is best known for its connection to the Alger Hiss controversy, in which Chambers accused a prominent U.S. official of espionage and became a central witness in a nationally televised political drama. Beyond the courtroom narrative, Witness aims to explain why communism attracted talented people, how clandestine party discipline operated, and why Chambers came to see the conflict as spiritual as well as political. Written with urgency and a literary sensibility, it blends autobiography, polemic, and cultural reflection. Readers approach it not only as historical evidence, but also as a self-portrait of doubt, conversion, and conscience under pressure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from idealism to disillusionment in the communist movement, a major through line of Witness is Chambers' account of how communism could feel to an intelligent and morally serious person. Like the most compelling answer to modern chaos, he portrays the movement as more than a set of policy preferences it promised belonging, moral certainty, and a complete explanation of history. In his telling, recruitment and commitment were driven by a fusion of compassion and ambition, where the desire to remedy injustice blended with the appeal of disciplined purpose. The book then traces the slow corrosion of that belief. Chambers describes how the demand for absolute loyalty, the acceptance of deception as a virtue, and the suppression of independent judgment turned the ideal into something coercive. Disillusionment is presented as experiential rather than merely intellectual, shaped by fear, internal contradictions, and the dawning recognition that the movement treated individuals as instruments. This arc matters because it frames the later events of the memoir. The decision to leave was not a convenient change of mind, but a risky severing from a world that claimed total ownership over its members. In Chambers' framing, the personal cost of departure becomes evidence of how totalizing the ideology could be. Secondly, underground tradecraft and the logic of party secrecy, Witness devotes significant attention to the practical mechanics of clandestine communist work, as Chambers understood it, offering readers a sense of how secrecy and compartmentalization can reshape ordinary life. He depicts an environment where aliases, coded arrangements, and careful separation of roles are not optional, but essential to survival and mission continuity. The point is not just to create suspense, but to explain how an underground operates as a system trust is managed through need to know boundaries. Personal relationships are instrumentalized, and moral norms are inverted in service of the cause. Chambers presents secrecy as a psychological regime that trains members to accept double lives and to measure truth by usefulness. He also suggests that such structures protect the organization more than the individual, making it difficult to exit without fear of reprisal or exposure. By emphasizing the mundane details of covert work alongside its emotional strain, the book helps readers understand why espionage allegations in the era were so difficult to prove or disprove. Even without treating the memoir as a technical manual, the narrative illustrates a broader lesson about extremist organization secrecy is not merely a tactic. It is an identity that shapes perception, loyalty, and the willingness to cross ethical lines. Thirdly, the Alger Hiss case as a national turning point. One of the book's central public functions is to justify and contextualize Chambers' role in the Alger Hiss affair, a controversy that became a symbol of Cold War polarization. Chambers recounts how accusations emerged, how he was drawn into testimony, and how the conflict escalated into legal and political battles. He presents the case not simply as a dispute between two men, but as a clash over credibility, class, and the public's willingness to believe that espionage could exist within respected institutions. The narrative highlights how reputation, demeanor, and social standing shape perceptions as much as evidence did. Chambers also emphasizes the personal risk he believed he faced, portraying himself as a reluctant participant, pushed by conscience and circumstance rather than ambition. For readers, this section functions as both memoir and argument, inviting evaluation of how testimony, documentation, and media attention interact in high-stakes cases. It also illuminates how the Hiss controversy influenced careers and political rhetoric, contributing to a climate where anti-communism became a defining axis of American public life. Even for those who approach the history critically, the book provides a vivid window into the era's anxieties and the ways a single case can crystallize a national narrative. Fourthly, faith, conscience, and the moral meaning of the Cold War. A distinctive feature of Witness is Chambers' insistence that the conflict with communism was not only geopolitical but spiritual. He frames his break with the party as a conversion story, in which the decisive shift is rooted in conscience, humility, and a renewed sense of moral limits. In his account, Communism represents a modern temptation toward total explanation and total control, offering salvation through history and forcing individuals into a collective destiny. Against that, Chambers elevates themes of personal responsibility, fallibility, and a belief that truth cannot be manufactured by power. This dimension helps explain the memoir's enduring influence among readers who see politics as downstream from moral anthropology. Chambers does not present faith as a private comfort, but as a framework for resisting ideological coercion, especially when an ideology demands the sacrifice of honesty and human dignity. Whether or not readers share his theology, this part of the book raises enduring questions. What does it mean to betray a cause for the sake of truth? And how does one weigh loyalty against moral accountability? The memoir thus works as an exploration of how political commitments can function like religions, and how leaving such commitments can feel like both liberation and loss. Lastly, literary memoir, polemic, and the craft of persuasion, beyond its historical content, Witness is notable for how it is written and what it attempts to do rhetorically. Chambers blends autobiography with cultural critique and political warning, aiming to persuade readers that his personal story reveals something essential about modernity. He uses scene and reflection to build authority. The texture of lived experience is positioned as proof that abstract ideology produces concrete harms. At the same time, the book is openly argumentative, structured to defend his choices, challenge elite skepticism, and interpret the 20th century as a struggle between competing visions of the human person. This hybrid form makes the memoir influential and controversial. Readers may find the prose forceful and memorable, but also recognize that the narrative is shaped by the author's goals and by the pressures of the moment. The topic invites readers to practice historical reading skills, distinguishing first-hand recollection from interpretation, weighing self-justification against evidence, and noticing how language creates moral urgency. It also helps explain the book's afterlife as a Cold War classic, cited by political thinkers not only for what it reports but for the worldview it dramatizes. In that sense, Witness is as much a work of persuasion as it is a chronicle of events. In conclusion, Witness is best suited for readers who want to understand the emotional and ideological stakes of the early Cold War, including students of U.S. political history, journalism, intelligence controversies, and 20th century political thought. It also rewards readers interested in memoirs of belief and disillusionment, because Chambers frames his story as an inward struggle as much as a public battle. The book can benefit a reader's life by sharpening awareness of how movements win loyalty, how moral compromises can be normalized, and how difficult it can be to change course once identity is bound to an ideology. Even readers who disagree with Chambers can gain tools for thinking critically about propaganda, social pressure, and the ways reputations shape public truth. Compared with many similar books that either focus narrowly on espionage facts or offer broad anti-communist rhetoric, Witness combines personal narrative, political argument, and cultural diagnosis in a single sustained statement. Its value is not just in the headline case, but in the attempt to explain why intelligent people joined, why some left, and what that rupture cost. Buying it is worthwhile, because it remains one of the most influential first-hand accounts from the era, and it helps readers see how history can pivot on testimony, conscience, and credibility. If you would like to support Whitaker Chambers, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.